Das kann so sein, dass ich nicht bereit zu sagen, wenn ich heute sage, dass geht und darf nun test. Sagt der Mishnah, a deaf mute may signal that he wants to enter into a transaction, and others may signal to him that they want to enter into a transaction with him, and the transaction is an effect of the Rabbanon. And Beseir says that he may even mouth his intent, and others may mouth their intent to him. There's no need for signaling if the item is metaltan, is movable property. With regard to young children, their purchases are purchases, and their sales are sales with regard to movable property. Sagt the Gemara, Rav Nachman said, the machlek in the Mishnah is only regard to metaltan. However, if a deaf mute wishes to give a get, it has to be done with signaling. In fact, Mara Pshita, since Ben Beseir clearly says that, Mara said, we would think that he meant to say that mouthing is certainly valid for a get. Since the condition happened with mouthing, the get can happen with mouthing also, and he is adding that it even works for movable property, so that's why he has to teach us this. All this, Rav Nachman said, the same way there is machlekos regarding movable property is also machlekos regarding getin. Ben Beseir clearly says that a shita only applies to movable properties. Mara says he meant to say that it even applies to movable properties. How old does a child have to be for the transaction to be effective? Rabbi Yehuda signaled to his son, Rabbi Yitzchok, that the child has to be 6 or 7. Rabbi Kahana said it has to be 7 or 8. The Bryce says 9 or 10. Mari says they don't argue. It all depends on the intellect of the child. Why did the Rabbanan give effect to the transaction? Rabbi Yaakov, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, said it was done so that these children can get what they need to live. If a child overpays or undercharges by mistake, how large can the mistake be without voiding the transaction? Rabbi Yonan, in the name of Zera, said up to 1/6, which is the same as in the case of an adult. Abaye asked, what's the halacha regarding a gift given by a child? Rabbi Yehuda said it's not a valid gift. Mar Bar Avashi said it is a valid gift. Tamida mistakenly reversed his shittas and sent them over to Rav Mordechai. He told them, tell Mar Bar Avashi that his father passing that it is a valid gift. Zakh the Mishnah, these things were said for Darkei Sholem, to promote peace. A Kohen reads from the Torah first, then a Levi, then a Yisrael, for purposes of Darkei Sholem. The Erev of Eruvei Chatzeir should be put in the same house as it always was. Again, Bepnei Darkei Sholem. The watering hole that is closest to the source of the water should be filled first, Al Darkei Sholem. Taking an animal, bird, or fish from a trap is considered to be stealing for the purposes of Darkei Sholem, Rebbe says. It's actually truly stealing. Taking the finds of a Cheir, Shaita, or Cotton is considered to be stealing, Bepnei Darkei Sholem, Rebbe says. It's actually truly stealing. If a poor person is taking olives that were left for the poor on top of an olive tree, taking from the olives around the ground underneath him is considered stealing for purposes of Darkei Sholem. Rabbi Yosi says it's actually truly stealing. Mishnah and Zof, we do not stop non-Jewish paupers from collecting lekachich or peya for purposes of Darkei Sholem. How do we know that the Kohen should be first, then the Levi, then the Yisrael? So Rav Masna said, based on the pasuk that says Moshe gave the Torah to the Kehanim b'nei Levi, don't we know that the Kohen is from Levi? Rather, the pasuk teaching first goes a Kohen, then the Levi. Rabbi Yitzchak Hanaf gives another answer. He says the same drasha, but based on the pasuk of v'nigshu Kehanim b'nei Levi. Rav Ashi said the pasuk says iron was separated to make him kodesh. It would therefore be right that the kohen should go first. Rechia bar Abba, he said the pasuk regarding a kohen says v'kidashta, which teaches that he should be given precedence in every matter of kedusha. Bryce, taught by Rav Shmuel, says this as well. Ba'i es Rabbi Yosef, based on all these pesukim, the reason the kohen goes first is not for Darkei Sholem, it's rather deraisa. So why is that mentioned in Darkei Sholem? He answered, it's deraisa. But the reason for the halacha is Darkei Sholem. Ba'i es, the entire Torah is Darkei Sholem. The pasuk says derchel Darkei Naim. So why specifically mention in regard to this halacha do we say Darkei Sholem? Abaye said the reason is as Rabbi said. Like Rabbi said. A brisa says that a more prominent person may honor a less prominent person to go first in any area except for things that take place in a shul, like getting an aliyah, because that can lead to other people arguing that they want to go first. Our mission is saying that the kohen must get the first aliyah and cannot defer to a non-kohen for Darkei Sholem, so that fights don't start. Rav Masna said this is only true on Shabbos when a lot of people are on shul. However, on Monday, Thursday, when not too many people are there, the kohen may defer. Rav Huna would read first for Ektigmar even on Shabbos, even though he was not a kohen. You see, it could be done even on Shabbos. Mar said Rav Huna was different because even Rav Ami and Rav Asi, who were the most choshev kahanim in Eretz Yisrael, would lower themselves and be meshuvah themselves to Rav Huna. Therefore, no one would fight and try to take aliyah before Rav Huna. Abaye said, if there's no kohen in shul, the halacha falls apart, meaning either the Levi does not get an aliyah at all, or this means that the Levi does not take precedence. Abaye then also said, if there's no Levi, a kohen reads in his place. Rabbi Yechanan has said that a kohen should not get an aliyah after a kohen because it causes people to think that something wrong with the first kohen, and a Levi should not get an aliyah after a Levi because it causes people to think that something wrong with both of the Levium. If so, how can a kohen take the place of a Levi and read after the first kohen? Mar said, Abaye means that the first kohen gets a second aliyah. In fact, if two Levium get aliyahs in a row, they both come into question because it makes us think that one of them is not a Levi. The first one maybe isn't the real Levi, which is why we had to call a second Levi, or maybe that the second one is actually Yisrael, which is why he's called after a Levi. Using the same line of thinking, we should say that calling a kohen after a kohen also casts doubt on both of them, not just the first one. Mara said the case is where the father of the second kohen was established as being a valid kohen. If so, it's only the first kohen who will come into question. In fact, Mara, presumably the case of the Levi is the same. And similarly, it should only be the first Levi who comes into question. You'll answer that even though the second Levi's father was established as a Levi, people will say that he married a Mamzeret to the like, and that's why his son has the status of Yisrael. If so, the case of the Kohen, people will also say that the father married a divorcee, and therefore the son is not a valid Kohen. And for the Gemara, the child of this Kohen's marriage would have the status of Yisrael, and not a Levi. Since he's reading after the other Kohen, it must be that he's a valid Kohen, because if he wasn't, he would have to read after the Levi. Therefore, it casts suspicion only on the first Kohen. Rabbi Yochanan's concern is not for the people who remain in the shul for the entire Torah reading, because they will see that both Kohanim were included in the required number of people to get Aliyahs, and as such, they will not think that either of them is possible. The concern is for the people who see the second Kohen getting called up but leave before the end of the Torah reading, therefore never knowing if both Kohanim were part of the required Aliyahs or not. Mara says that the people of the Galil asked Reb Chelba who should get the Aliyah after the Kohen and the Levi. He wasn't sure of the answer. They then asked Reb Yitzchak Nafka, and he said next should be the Talmidei Chacham who are the leaders of the Tzibur. After them should go to Talmidei Chacham who are fit to be appointed as leaders of the Tzibur. After that should go the children of the leaders of the Tzibur, and after them should go the Gaboyim of the Shul. After that, anyone can get an Aliyah.